This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Dry weather is persisting in South America. We'll have more right after this.
Alabama, live in concert. Friday, August 21st, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand. With special guest, Exile.
Like Grandma and Grandpa.
Alabama, live.
Roll on highway, roll on along. Roll on, Daddy, till you get there.
Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org.
You gotta have a fiddle in the band.
Alabama.
Not much has changed with the weather in South America, as dry conditions are persisting across the growing regions of the continent. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest forecasts for Brazil and Argentina.
A dry forecast across most of Brazil and most of Argentina. Southern Brazil does see some rains to kind of help them along here, but we get a little bit concerned maybe about some of the winter wheat seedings and whatnot for Argentina as they finish up harvest on their summer crops here. I would watch. There is a good storm that's kind of rolling through southern Argentina, but if that shifts to the north, that might help them out. You go out to the 6 to 10 day forecast, and it does offer a little additional rain coming into Brazil. So there is a little bit of a drink coming for them. That southern portion of Brazil still seeing good rains, continues to be solid for them. So that'll keep the soil moisture where it needs. But Argentina, again, still on the drier side. That storm I was talking about in the 1 to 5 day seems to hit Chile and stop in the 6 to 10 day forecast. So we'll have to continue to watch that, see if it, like I said, if it shifts a little bit further north, that would be substantial for that winter wheat crop down in Argentina.
McBride said harvest progress for the Safrinha corn crop in Brazil is still in its early stages. While the corn harvest in Argentina is roughly past the halfway point, around 65%. The dry weather is not expected to be a concern yet, but if it persists, it could cause moisture issues with that corn crop. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.